bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 5th of September, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Okay, so you got that new Apple device, and you're thinking, well, if something happens to it, I wonder what's covered and what's not covered. Well, thanks to a leaked memo from the Business Insider, they've unearthed a 22-page visual mechanical inspection guide, or VMI for short. Yeah, it's a little easier. And basically shows you what is eligible and what's not eligible for repair. Now, what's eligible for warranty service is when you get crap underneath the screen. Yeah, that's fine. FaceTime, that camera's a little out of whack. Yeah, that's eligible. And things eligible for out-of-warranty service, things like your lightning port. Yeah, that's a good thing, because that thing gets used a lot. Even bent enclosures or split enclosures are also eligible. Kind of nice. So what's ineligible? That's what you really want to know. Well, catastrophic damage, that's not eligible. It's basically where your phone's in about a million pieces. And of course, if they notice any intentional tampering or damage, yeah, that's a given. Also, if they happen to find that there's a non-Apple battery inside your device, yeah, not eligible. Of course, as you probably guess, what is eligible, that's out of warranty anyways, is still going to cost you. Say your screen or something out of warranty, that's about $129 or $149 fee. Although if you had Apple Care, $29 charge. Apple News continues now. Were you looking forward to going to the next iTunes Festival in London? Sorry to disappoint you. Yes, the Apple Music Festival, which it's known as now before iTunes Festival, is no more. And those of you that never went and didn't even know what the hell it was, well, that was a free annual concert series that Apple put on. Apparently, they're thinking, we're not getting a return on this. As we said, though, they've had quite a few good acts over the years. 10 years, in fact. Coldplay, Elton John, Oasis, Katy Perry, yeah, the list goes on and on. Plus, as we all know, the Apple Music Festival performances were broadcast live and on demand through, where else, Apple Music. That was since 2015. The strange thing about this is Apple didn't even give a reason why they've decided to end the thing. It also didn't comment on if it's possibly going to return yet or not in 2017. Guess that Apple campus cost a little bit more than we thought to build. Hey, while we're talking about music, let's talk about the RIAA. We haven't talked about them in a while, have we? Now, as you probably have guessed, YouTube is a place that you can find music. You know what I'm talking about. And I'm sure you're also aware that there's sites out there that say, okay, I'll just convert that and I can just take that with me. Yeah, again, you know what I'm talking about. Well, one of the most popular free sites out there for converting YouTube videos into MP3s has been shut down by the RIAA. See, they're even sending me notifications right now. Don't do it. Yeah, if you don't remember, YouTube-MP3.org, yeah, that was the destination, was actually sued by the Recording Industry Association of America last year, and now it's apparently agreed to hand over its site to the RIAA. This is all according to Torrent Freak, by the way. The RIAA actually gets to keep the domain. Why do they get access? Well, I guess that's apparently trying to keep others from taking that domain and starting the process all over again. So RIAA, yeah, they've won this battle. Only about 5,793,000 to go. Got a Galaxy Note 8 or an Xperia XZ1? Well, guess what? You can watch high dynamic range video from Netflix on them now. Mind you, this list for Netflix HDR, it's pretty short. And as you probably guessed, when we're talking about HDR and new devices, it's also a slow news day too. But yes, according to Android Police, now Samsung Galaxy's Note 8 and Sony's Xperia XZ1 now will be part of that list. And what do you gain by having a device with this Netflix HDR compatibility? Well, according to Netflix, it'll give you lifelike pictures, so you can feel more involved in your viewing choice. Speaking of viewing choice, there's not a whole lot of choices also in HDR on Netflix, and most of it is their stuff. So if you've got a non-compatible device out there, yeah, you don't feel too bad. And finally, boy, it's basically a media day here on the new show. Facebook, yeah. We're going to talk about Facebook and media again, I know. How would you feel about watching cricket matches? Yes, I'm talking about the sport, not the insect, on Facebook. Well, if you had your hopes up, well, I was telling you, you just bring them back down. Yes, it seems old Zuckerberg over there was trying to actually get to stream a five-year deal with Indian cricket matches on Facebook. Was even willing to pay $600 million for them, too. Unfortunately, Facebook didn't win the auction for the Indian Premier League for cricket. Why is that? Well, because Murdoch, and we all know who he is, yeah, Mr. Fox himself. Yeah, they ended up paying $2.6 billion, quite a bit more. That included broadcast and streaming rights, by the way. But one thing it does show us is that Facebook is definitely willing to put up some money, just not Murdoch money yet. So who knows? Maybe in the future? Maybe Facebook will be our destination for, I don't know, frog racing. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website for the podcast, as always, the blog and our review section constantly being updated over there. Lots of reviews we have up there for you. So if you're thinking about buying something, go check out our website first. We might be able to tell you, is it worth it or if it's not. Also, of course, our social media destinations. We're on Facebook, British Tech Network. We're on Instagram, British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. But the destination that you need to be in is our BTN Slack room. That's where our community hangs out, and that's where you should be with us. You can do that by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning, of course, for your Wednesday edition. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours, I'm sure, and the hell hope it's a lot better than today's was. But until then, have a good Tuesday. We're done with Monday. It's time to start opening that mouth and try to smile a little bit. Yeah. Have yourself a great day, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.